now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, today we are going to take a look at sports in Switzerland. In fact, indigenous Swiss sports like Swiss wrestling, Steinstossen and Hornussen.
Indeed.
I know, exactly. Starting, of course, with I think the people that people will be most familiar with, because it is the biggest one, Swiss wrestling, or Schwingen. As it's known. Right.
Exactly. Schwingen, as it is called in German, or la lutte suisse in French. Schwingen in German, by the way, literally means swinging. And as you said, it is certainly the most popular traditional Swiss sport. Still, it draws nowhere near as big an audience as international sports such as football or ice hockey. But it does have a growing audience, especially in the German-speaking part of the country. Big nationwide tournaments are actually broadcast on television, and some sportsmen do sign lucrative contracts for, let's say, supermarket or health insurance commercials, although these personality also usually are then better known in the German-speaking part of the country, yet they sign contracts that go nationwide, so sometimes you get this rather weird situation of like a Swiss wrestler that isn't known at all, for example, in Geneva,
right.
That's who's appearing on an ad for a supermarket chain in Geneva. And but yeah, of course, they're not known. So
and the Geneva shoppers are looking at that, watching that TV on TS.
Yeah, well, who's that dude?
Who's that promoting
that cheese?
Right. It really does go to show, you know, sometimes the differences between the language regions in this country, certainly. Mm. But let's take a little deeper look, though, at Swiss wrestling, because it's not what you may expect, really, is it?
Yeah, it's nothing like in America, right? It's not the WWE. Basically,
right.
In Schwingen, two wrestlers face each other off in a ring, which is essentially a patch of sawdust a few meters across. Each of the wrestlers wears so-called Schwingerhosen, or wrestling breeches, with leather belts attached that they can hold onto. And then it's simply about who's first to pin his or her opponent's two shoulders to the ground. Simple and straightforward, and then it's about tripping the other one and throwing him over his shoulders and to the ground. Yeah,
I think it's more. I mean, it's not exactly the same. I'm not going to suggest otherwise. I think it's more, as you say, it's not like you know, the WWE. It's more like sumo, although it's
exactly.
Yeah.
It's more like sumo, and it starts with both wrestlers actually holding on to the other one's, to the opponent's breeches. It's more like wrestling, really.
Right.
Not so much jumping around and...
And it's not fake.
And it's not fake, yeah.
It's not fake. We should point that out. There's another uniquely Swiss sport, Steinstossen, or the Swiss variant of the shot put, really, isn't it? So what's this one?
Yes, so throwing a heavy stone overhead for the longest distance possible is what that is. But in Switzerland, heavier and bigger stones are used than, for example, in the Olympic version or the Scottish Highland Games version of stone put.
Okay, so and there is one unique stone that is particularly important for that sport in Switzerland.
Yes, and that is the so-called Unspunnenstein, the Unspunnen stone, or the stone from Unspunnen, a unique and massive 83.5 kilogram granite stone that was carved out of the rock in the Hasle Valley in the Bernese Oberland in the early 19th century, around 1808. And it was this particular stone, so this one stone, that was used in big tournaments up until 1984. And that is a very important stone.
Right, yeah, very important stone. So it was used up until, as you say, 1984, but then what happened?
Well, the original Unspunnen stone got stolen. It got stolen twice for political reasons by independence activists from the Jura region. Remember, the Jura canton was a canton that thought its independence in the 70s from the canton of Bern. Now the region is sort of partitioned between the Jura canton and a Jura region that is still part of the canton of Bern, and then there are independence activists in that region, in Bern, that still aren't very happy about the political status or the autonomy status of their region. And so to pass this message, they basically stole the Unspunnenstein in 1984. It then turned up again in 2001, and then in 2005 they stole it again. and so to this day, the original Unspunnen stone is missing. It's known that it is held by some independence activists in Jura, but it's not known who has it and where it is. And so for now, replicas are used for the competition. And by the way, the current record for the 83.5 kilogram Unspunnen stone or its replicas lies at 4.11 meters.
Right. That's quite a distance to throw a stone weighing over 83 kilos.
Yeah, a massive stone.
It is. And also you have to wonder, who has it now? That is a mystery, isn't it? Now we're going to go to the last sport. Of course, it's certainly Swiss. It very much is Bernese, really. When I lived in Bern, I have heard this sport known as Bernese cricket, but Hornussen is actually its real name. So let's take a look at this one.
Yes, this one, other than Swiss wrestling and Steinstoßen, is a team sport. The way it works is a tiny bit like baseball. Okay, maybe I should have said a tiny bit like cricket, it, Bernese cricket, but I'm not very familiar with cricket, so I went for baseball. Well, it is similar to baseball in that each team takes turns playing offense and defense throughout the game, and then you have a batter who hits a round puck into a playing field where the opposing team tries to prevent the projectile from touching the ground by hitting it with wooden shingles on a stick. Yes, it looks about as weird as you're currently imagining it. There are points for any puck landed in the playing field, more points for longer distance shots, etc.
Okay, I actually have been up and watched, I had a Saturday afternoon watching this, which was actually great deal of fun. And of course, everywhere around there's plenty of bars and places to buy sausages, and so it's great.
And it probably takes forever.
But not as
long as cricket.
No, not as long as cricket. As I said earlier on, I've heard that term, Bernese cricket, but this is actually particularly Bernese, though, isn't it? This is very much focused in Canton Bern, not exclusively, but that really is that's a central point.
It's really almost like a regional sport.
Regional, good.
By the way, Hornussen, also I want to add a little anecdote to talk about the name, because as I said before, there is a batter who hits a projectile, although not with a bat, but with a sort of a long whip-like stick, and it hits the so-called hornus, that projectile, off a metal ramp. And this setup means that when it's hit right, the disc can whiz through the air at up to 300 kilometers an hour, which is impressive, and which creates a buzzing sound. And that's also where the Hornussen gets its name, because Hornussen in German literally means horneting, and as we all know, hornets also make a buzzing sound when they fly through the air. And so there's this little anecdote about Hornussen where it's got it. And I've never done it. I've never even been around it.
Okay.
I'm not in the canton of Bern enough again.
But yes, go, you get 300 kilometres now. You don't want to get hit by that. Right, anyway, Dario, run out of time for that. Many thanks for that, Dario. That was Dario there with Swiss Up. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always do so. Of course, you can go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/SwissUp.